This program is brought to you by the University of Southern Queensland.
What's up, Bellbird?
And welcome back to Rise Radio,
where we have many pathways and no limits. I'm Alex.
And I'm Aaliyah.
And this is the Bellbird Deets.
It's week 10.
Yep.
Yay. We finally finished assessments.
Almost.
Almost.
We have one due at 11:59.
11:59 tonight, and I'm going to be in bed asleep.
I'm not.
I'll have to submit it early. You're not? Are you kidding me? I'm staying over your house tonight.
I know.
Lucky you, you get Timmy snore.
You're welcome. You get to hear me type.
Not if I'm snoring. Anyways.
Fair enough. Dance was very...
Dance last week.
Yes.
They actually did really well.
Yeah.
They did a really fun actually. Night, I heard.
Yeah. The senior contemporary team got highly commended. The senior and junior hip-hop got very highly commended. And... the junior's lyrical got very highly commended too.
Yeah. I also got in contact with Leilani and I asked her a few questions.
Cool.
Like, what lessons would the whole group take from a Sedford? And she said that the whole event was a lesson as a whole in itself. And many of them who hadn't participated in a Sedford's before did... the atmosphere did feel pretty tense at times, but the main takeaway was learning how to work under pressure and, you know, everyone obviously would be feeling quite anxious about the whole situation and experiencing uncertainness together was really strengthening their team as a whole. I also asked her a question about personally... what was the best part of a Sedford for her? And she responded, "It's hard for me to pick one part of the Sedford that was my favourite because the whole night was amazing. I think we were all standing side stage waiting to go on was when it really hit me. We had rehearsed for so long and myself and Miss Platt had spent months planning and teaching our choreographies. So to finally stand side stage getting ready to perform them was exhilarating. But also at the end of the night, seeing everyone's proud smiles on their faces after we knew that we had won 3 places overall was so worth all the stress and exhaustion. I'm so unbelievably proud."
Unbelievably.
Yep, that's the word. Proud. "And thankful for our team. And I really want Bellbird to recognize and understand how much time, effort, and energy our dancers put into making it all happen. We're only going up from here, so thank you so much."
That's awesome.
I also got in contact with Jenny to the same question, and she said, "My personal favorite was seeing how far we've come as a team. We do only 3 or 4 hours of dance a week, and we were only... one of only 3 public high schools. We managed to place 4th for Leilani's hip-hop choreography and 5th for Miss Platt's contemporary. I think that's amazing."
That's awesome.
That is. And yeah. I love how much time was put into the dances and the outcome of it. They've all worked so hard and they deserve it.
Yeah, like when we went to the leadership incursion.
Yeah.
They were saying that dance was really bad at the start of year 7. Which is when we first went to the school.
Yeah.
And you know, it's just now built it's this up from big there, thing and they're competing and winning.
And they're at a Sedford's and it's amazing.
Yeah.
To see everyone grow. I know my sister's in a Sedford and she's grown as a person and she usually doesn't do, well, stay in the sports she does, but she really likes dance, so she's definitely committed to this.
Yeah, it's really nice to see them actually get somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, all their hard work actually pays off. Like, you know.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah. So, this week, so the last week of term 2, we have the sports carnival.
We do, and we have a pizza fundraiser, am I right?
Yes. Pizza, so, soft drink, chocolate, all the good stuff that we actually like.
$2 each.
Yep.
And some pretty cool deals as well.
Yeah, you can get, like, $2 each, all of them for $5, mm-hmm. or an entire pizza for $10.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, like, and all of the proceeds go to the senior committee and school yeah. council, which is really great because it, you know, gives us extra things to do with school and formals and all of the fun stuff that we like to do that Ooh. We can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yay.
So, do you want to tell them, Alex?
No, you tell them.
No, me? No. Okay. You. We have a special guest today yes. with us, Miss Pentano. How are you?
Good. I'm good. Thank you. I'm very nervous.
Welcome to Rise Radio.
Thank you for having me.
It's all right. It's because of you that we get to do this, so.
Oh, thank you.
We thought, why not?
Yeah.
You know.
You better edit me to sound very good.
We will. We'll, when we learn how to do that, we will.
Okay, good. I trust you girls.
You should not. Not gonna lie, you should not trust us. But anyway.
Yeah. We have a few questions for you.
Yeah.
Alex.
So, shoot. We want to get to know you better. So we came up with a few questions. The first one is, when you were our age, what did you want to do with your life? Like career-wise, sport-wise, extracurriculars, what were you like?
Well, I wanted to go to the Olympics for either swimming or water polo.
Ooh.
And failing that, my backup was to go to uni and do either physio or exercise science. So I didn't make it to the Olympics, but I did make it to uni and I did exercise science. Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. How did you become a deputy principal?
Yeah, so I did exercise science and I was working in the hospital with people who had heart issues doing cardiac rehab, and it was quite depressing because nobody ever did what you asked them to do. Yeah. And I did lots of coaching for water polo and hockey, and I thought, kids do what you say, you yeah. know, much better than adults. Maybe I'll go back and do teaching.
Cool.
Oh, that's cool.
And that's how I became a teacher. I became a PE teacher.
That's cool.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Went back and did another degree.
Fair enough. So what is your favourite part about your job?
I have lots of favourite parts. My favourite part is really working with students, particularly senior students, and seeing their growth from, say, year 10 to when they graduate at the end of year 12 and move off to, like, work or uni or to TAFE, because you see a really large
yeah.
growth and maturity. And And I like to think I have a small part in getting them to where they need to go.
Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah, you help us a lot. So
I'm not just the witch in the office.
No. So what do you hope to be able to do with us at Bubba in the future, if you could do anything?
Our focus is really still building all of our programs because we're still quite new. Yeah. You know, we're getting everything off the ground for the first time, and that takes obviously twice as long as, you know, what it would normally be just to get something done. What I would love to see is for our senior programs to grow even more and for us to build really, really big connections with members of the community and businesses in the community to be able to grow pathways for our students so our students have more opportunities.
Cool. That's okay. Cool. And Aaliyah had one last question.
Well, since you're our senior deputy principal, you would know all things senior, right? So we wanted to know if there's anything you want to say about senior jerseys, formal, senior tie.
Or anything you're hiding from us.
Shoot.
Oh, go. That's a tough question. I'm really looking forward to see the final vote of the jersey.
Yeah.
I really liked jersey number 2.
So did I.
But I think it's quite close between jersey number 2 and jersey number 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll be getting the results off Mrs. Skull towards the end of the week.
Yay.
When will the result come out?
Probably Friday Mrs. Skull shuts the votes, doesn't she? So yeah. Hopefully first day back next term and we will start okay. getting that organised. Yep.
That's cool. Good.
And then next term you'll have to try on some sample jerseys and then yep. work out what you're going to have on the back, which will either be your full last name or your first name.
Yeah.
Not really getting out the box there.
Okay.
Yeah. I still think we should have our last names.
Yeah. Yeah. It can be full first name or last name as long as it's like we're just sticking with legal.
What happens? I have a question actually about that. What happens if multiple people have the same last name and spelling as well?
Then that's okay. They can have that if they yeah. like, as long as it's not an issue.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll have to check how many letters we can fit on the back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That. Yeah. You'll have to check that definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm not sure. The double check. And the tie, I'm really looking forward to the tie. I like yeah. that tie. I think it'll look really nice. I think it'll make our uniform look very preppy.
Yeah.
Which I like.
How much would the tie be, do you think?
I think they're $20.
Okay, that's all right.
Yeah, and that's your senior tie, so there'll be a different design next year.
Yeah. Anything about formal?
The formal's still cracking along. I guess we really kick into organisation mode for that next year.
Yeah.
Obviously, the venue's booked, and then we'll start looking at menus and all those other things and arrivals, so that when we do a proper arrival. And we'll also obviously have to set all the costs and those sorts of things. So that will be dependent on how much money we raise as well with all of our fundraising ventures. So I did want to explain, I don't know whether anyone's explained it, but has anyone talked to you about the senior gift?
Senior gift?
No.
No, actually.
Can I talk about that?
Yes, you can.
So normally when you're at, this is an exclusive, when you're at a high school, the year 12s that graduate always graduate, and their graduating gift to the school is a gift. It's a present.
Yeah.
Something for the school to remember them by, but to also something that will benefit the school.
Yeah.
So ours better be pretty big.
Yeah, it better be. Because we've got lots of work into you guys.
Foundation kids, you know.
Yeah. But what we were thinking the gift would be because you are the foundation and you are that special bunch, that we would raise the money to in our athletics carnival, in our fundraising to frame up a jersey and our senior tie and then all of your names at the bottom that would sit in our office because of the foundation graduating year 12. So we're hoping that we can raise maybe $500 or $600 to frame that up.
That'd be so cool.
That would be cool.
Yeah, because we get one free jersey from the jersey company. So if we frame that and we put a tie next to it and we put all of your names underneath, that would be a really lovely thing to have in our office.
That'd be awesome.
I'd like that.
And it'd be a nice legacy to leave behind.
Yeah.
Walk back one day, that's my name.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll all come back one day and we'll be like, where's my name?
Yeah.
Just be like squinting our eyes.
What about you? Did you girls have a brick?
A brick. I didn't have a brick, did you?
I was going to get one, but something happened and I never got one.
Oh.
I always got really sad and we were always all going, oh, can we go back and get a brick? We want a brick.
I know. It was funny though because like we got them like, was it late year seven?
Yeah.
The bricks, and then it came out, and, like, it was built and everything, like, what, 1.5 years later, and we were like, oh, remember those?
Yeah.
We were like, whoa.
Yeah, we were all kind of regretting not getting a brick.
I walk past that each morning and I always look at them and see all the names on the bricks.
And then you see all the names of people who have left too.
Yeah, it makes you sad.
It does make us sad, yeah.
I still reckon that they should open it back up and we should all get a new chance to get a brick.
Yeah.
You know, just the foundation kids.
Well, I'll just ask Mr. West.
Yeah.
Oh, we should have a brick up somewhere that says Foundation Kids on it.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm.
That would be cool.
That would be cool.
So is there anything for seniors coming up, like, really soon, like, in the next term that you know of?
Leadership. So, applications shut at the end of week 10.
Yes.
And I'm very, very excited to see who's applying for all the positions because there's a whole bunch of different positions from the college captains all the way through to the different prefects for our different committees.
Yeah.
I think it'll be a really tough choice to see who will be each of those positions. So I'm really, really looking forward to reading the applications.
Yeah.
So get your applications in if you haven't done it.
Yeah, I know a lot of people are going up for well-being.
Ah, right.
And art. We have competition and I'm scared.
Yeah.
Like really good competition.
I guess the key thing would be to make sure that you apply for multiple positions.
Yeah.
Just because you may not get one, you may be eligible. You might be seen in a different light for another position.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm very lucky. I'm one of very few people going for mine, so...
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, lucky got you. Backups. But.
Yeah, I think it's really important to apply for more than one. I think it shows how committed you are to being a leader.
Yeah.
It'll be very interesting to see who gets put in each one.
Yeah, and it was good because last week we had the leadership incursion and it was super good to see everyone come together as a team, like a family even, and,
you know. We learnt so much about everyone that we just never would have known. And
learn why see different people
under different in different pressure situations, don't
in
you?
Different like lights, yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's what Mrs. Skull took lots of notes. She was very keen to see that.
I feel like we should do that more often, you know.
Yeah. Our group had a big group hug after our session.
Yes. We did.
You know, we were all emotional. Like crying.
Oh. I heard there were lots of tears and tissues.
Yeah. Yes.
Tears and tissues.
Ours got very deep and very dark.
It did. But that was good because everyone opened up to each other and then we got to know more about each other. And I feel like that was, well, not necessarily the most important thing, but like one of the best things about leadership incursions and team building exercises. Because it's not always about you and like it's more about us. And that's what I feel like is good about our school. Because we all come together and we do all these things and it's, like, really great, you know. So I feel like we should do that more often. Okay. Leadership incursions, hint, hint.
Well, I actually could make an announcement that we do have another leadership day in term four. It will be with Y-Lead. Y-Lead are a really well-known leadership company. I've used them at other schools and we'll be doing a leadership incursion with our whole cohort.
Yay.
Yeah. Yep. So in preparation for obviously taking the reins as year 12. So we'll be doing that in term four. Yep.
Uh-oh. That'd be so cool.
Another exclusive.
Never thought of it that way, us taking the reins in year 12.
Yeah.
The rest of the school is in for some trouble.
Us as being year 12s.
Yep.
Oh, gosh. That's not too far away, though. That's kind of scary, honestly.
I know. We've got two more terms and we're year 12.
Correct.
We've literally got a year and a half and we're done.
Yeah.
It's terrifying. Like
it goes very, very quickly.
Yeah, we've gotten so used to being in school, I feel like we take it for granted.
Mm.
We're going to turn around one day and we're going to be like, wait, what?
We're going to come back in 10 years, though, and we're going to be like, I used to go here, this is my hometown, my family.
Or you could come back as a teacher.
All that, that'd be cool. No. I'd come back as a design teacher.
We welcome back any of our students as teachers. That would be wonderful. I would love to have a student that went to Bellbird come back and be a teacher.
Oh, God. Yeah.
That'd be fun.
I think there are a few people that want to do it.
Yeah. So
it'll be interesting. I think it'd be really cool to get all of the foundation kids back together, whether they go to the school or not. Just put them in a room and see what changed.
You can wait for your 10-year reunion. Yeah. 20-year reunion. That happens. They still happen.
It'd be interesting to see how many of us are still, like, friends together, you know?
Yeah.
Obviously, we will be.
Just us. Yeah. So, is there anything else going on at Bellbird?
I don't think so.
I have no idea.
We did have a wonderful start to our week today.
Yes.
We did.
We had food trucks.
We did have food trucks celebrating Refugee Week. Last week we had our senior assembly and we heard some really honest stories around students and staff from our school that are refugees and have had quite a tough upbringing. So that was... certainly took me aback to see how others sometimes and how resilient some of our students are. So, and it was lovely to see so many students at supporting the food trucks today.
Yeah. Yes, there was some very good foods there.
Yeah.
I know we kind of had some, but
we did.
We had a lot of ice cream.
Yeah, the ice cream shop really was good. Going off today, wasn't it? Everybody wanted ice cream.
Yeah, it was very cool. Or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How many food trucks were there, do you think?
I think there was eight.
That's what I thought.
Eight, nine, kind of.
I like the variety of though from different cultures and it was nice.
Yeah.
It was nice to experience food that you might not have tried before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we got sushi and pizza and ice cream and drinks. It was really awesome.
It was nice.
Yeah.
Yes. Although people didn't quite get back to class on time at first break.
No. It's a little bit of lateness.
Oops.
Tardiness.
All for a good reason.
It was.
Yep.
Yeah.
I suppose that's it for today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's it from us.
Well,
have fun, guys.
We'll see you guys next time.
See you then.
Ready to start a new career, or perhaps it's been some time since you studied? Start your study journey in July with the University of Southern Queensland Pathway Program. In just 13 weeks, you can have guaranteed entry into selected USQ degrees. With free pathways available, flexible study options, and a supportive team to help you through, you could be starting your dream degree as early as November with Queensland's online learning experts. But hurry, classes start July 12. Apply now at usq.edu.au/yourpathway.